Serious houses reflected popular tastes of the time with designs that were often simple, austere, and slightly dated. The interesting thing about looking at these catalogs is there are a lot of houses being offered in styles that aren't really popular anymore. They're more conservative. And I think it was a matter of knowing their market and knowing the people who are buying these houses. They're a little afraid of doing something too outlandish. They wanted to be a little more conservative in their buying habits. So this is a Sears model called the Maytown. And up on the top, you see two examples, one in Chilton, Wisconsin, and one in Reedsburg. And they're basically Queen Anne houses being built long after the Queen Anne was no longer popular. This is about 10 years after, or even 15 years after, Queen Anne houses were no longer considered to be modern architecture anymore. And Sears also did testimonials for their houses as well. The house on the top is a house in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It was built by a man named Mr. Kroger. And the one on the bottom was built by someone named Jules Momert from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And the challenge that these companies had is to get people to buy a house sight unseen. How many of you have ever bought a house sight unseen? Anybody? A couple have, excellent. Brave people, right? That didn't work out so well. Yeah, so, you know, they've got to convince people to look at an illustration in a catalog and jump from that to actually buying a house from them. So one of the ways to do that was to offer testimonials from satisfied customers who gush about what great houses they are and how much people should be willing to purchase one of their houses. What we're looking at right here is the instruction manual for building a Montgomery Ward's house. Montgomery Ward also produced houses, not in the numbers that Sears did, but they produced houses here as well. And I was lucky enough to be able to buy this erection manual on eBay about a decade or so. It's the only one that I know exists. None of the Sears ones have ever been discovered. And this is the actual instructions that were given to the purchaser of a pre-cut house to explain to them how to put it together. And it begins with cautionary note after cautionary note, which is repeated again and again in the booklet. One of the things they tell you is don't cut a board. Everything's pre-cut. So if you cut a board, that board is supposed to go somewhere else, and you're going to be in trouble if you do that. So what they told you instead is stack the lumber in your yard in a very specific order. And you can see this illustration here is the correct method for piling lumber. And they show you how to stack all this lumber. So as you're building your house, you're starting at the front of the pile and you're moving to the back of the pile. When you get to the end, your house is done. So all of these pre-cut houses did this, had these instructions to help people, because many of the people who bought these houses built them themselves. It was a do-it-yourself kit kind of endeavor. Many people hired carpenters to build them for them, but many people built their own. They also offered guarantees to convince people to buy their houses, and all of the companies offered guarantees of various kinds. Those of us that have been around modern lumber would probably be shocked to know that the Aladdin Home Company offered you $1 a knot for every knot that you found in the finished materials of the house. So think about that. We were looking at a $493 house before. It was very, very good quality materials. They sourced their materials. All these companies sourced the materials from the finest quality materials that were available because they had to sell you on these houses sight unseen. So Sears houses used Southern Yellow Pine for the 2x4 material, the framing material for the house.